Hare Krishna. Yeah, today is Shivaratri. Om Gyan Pingrandasya Gyan Anjana Sarakaya Chakshurun Vitam Jina Tasmaya Shri Guru Enamaha Advaitam Harinadvaitat Acharya Bhaktisam Shayat Bhaktyavataram Isham Kamba Dvaita Charyam Ashraye Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. Shivaratri is it's a Vaishnav celebration. Of course, everyone celebrates Lord Shiva's appearance day in different ways, different purposes. Just like Srila Prabhupada also even said that Muslims used to observe Janmashtami. No doubt Muslims observe Janmashtami a different way that Hindus or Vaishnavs did, but still they observed it or participated in it. What they thought was something else, something different. But Vaishnavas worship Lord Shiva, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially. Therefore we see in Vrindavan, everywhere there are temples of Lord Shiva. In Mayapur, everywhere there are temples of Lord Shiva, and those temples, some of which are established by our own acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his own house, he installed deities of Lord Shiva, deities of Durga Devi. Whereas we're not worshippers of demigods in the sense that we want our nishtha, our faith, and our worship to be ekanta bhakti. It means one focus bhakti. Just like Narottam Das Thakur gives the example of Hanuman. So Hanumanji says that now I forget. But anyway, his worship of Lord Ramachandra, although he knows that Lord Ramachandra is actually Lord Narayan, but still he won't worship Lord Narayan. He worships Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, because the tendency is to get confused and distracted in Kali Yuga by so many other things, especially due to the influence of Mayavad philosophy, so Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship, focus their worship on Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lord Jagannath, but they respect the demigods, and in part of their worship to Lord Krishna, they also worship demigods. The idea is that we don't worship them separately. And as Bhagavatam concludes like that, that's where this Vaishnavanam Dita Shambhu, it comes from the 12th canto, that amongst all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva, he's the supreme. Supreme in the sense of, in this universe, of Vaishnavas in a general category of Vaishnavas who have prayed for Krishna, there are certainly much more advanced Vaishnavas, Arjuna and the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan and Dwarka. But more, they're in the level of perfected devotees, not practitioners. And not devotees who are practicing regulated devotional service. Lord Shiva's worship is not strictly regulated. It's mixed with spontaneous devotion. But still, his attainment is limited because he remains a tattva of his own, and therefore his identity and his identifying with that identity means that he always has to remain Lord Shiva. He can never become a Brijbasi. He can become Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, but he remains Lord Shiva. Because because that's his tattva, that's his eternal identity, and in that, that is his perfection. So, kshiram yata dadavikara vishesha yoga shambhu. So the shambhu, he is like milk, when milk is mixed with acid or sometimes acidic thing, then you get curd. So one is derived from the other. So in that sense, they're non-different. But at the same time, you can never turn curd into milk anymore. It never goes back. So Lord Shiva is like that. He's Krishna. When Krishna contacts the material energy, that's Lord Shiva. In other words, when he becomes, he connects with the material energy. Can't really say contaminated, because Lord Shiva is also transcendentless, but he has different forms. Rudras, and there's Lord Shiva as the yogi, you have Lord Shiva as the perfect Vaishnava, like Advaitacharya. Sarashiva is the original form of all Shiva forms. He's a Narayan Murti in Vaikuntha, with his own Vaikuntha planet. But this Shiva that we generally refer to is when Krishna connects with the material energy. Otherwise, Krishna says that tasya kartaram atmam vidya kartaram avayam, that it is neither action nor the modes of material nature influence me in any way or connect me. When they do connect, then that's called Lord Shiva. And like all other forms of Godhead and all demigods, Lord Shiva remains always in the position of Das. He's a servant. And our whole principle, that's why we're singing like that. Sakshat Hari Tvina Samasta Shastri. Lord Shiva is like the creator of this universe. So he's Sakshat Hari, he's Guru. Especially for Vaishnavas, because he's an advanced Vaishnava. So we take him as our Shiksha Guru, someone who we want to emulate. For instance, in especially when he appears as Advaitacharya, but that was some time earlier. We had Advaitacharya's appearance day. Advaitacharya is, anyway, he's Mahavishnu, but being the origin of Lord Shiva, he's also referred to as Lord Shiva. He has a very complex and deep tattva. But we worship these Vaishnavas, and we serve these Vaishnavas, and we pray to them. Especially today is the day to pray to Lord Shiva. We pray to them for bhakti. Krishna Setumar, Krishna Vidyamar. We pray to them so that we can actually have devotion. Because by the blessings of Vaishnavas, that is the most important thing, and by the association of Vaishnavas. So in that way, that is why Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship Lord Shiva, because practicing devotees approach Lord Shiva, that please bless me with love for Krishna. So in Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva says, Shatvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. He says, I'm always situated in this Vasudeva Sattva platform, which means on the transcendental platform, where I'm always absorbed in meditation on Lord Vasudeva. We also want to be always thinking, that's the essence of devotional service, to always think about Krishna, Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu. And by the goodwill or the blessings of Vaishnavas, such things can happen. So that's why we say, give me your blessings. The devotees ask for blessings. According to how powerful a Vaishnava is, then they give appropriate blessings. Jiva Goswami says that he says those obstacles in spiritual life that are very difficult to overcome by one's own endeavor, one easily overcomes them by the blessings of a Mahaprabhu. So Lord Shiva is a Mahabhagavata, and he's also one of the Mahajans, Mahajana Jaina Gata Sakanta. Furthermore, he has his own Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, whose teachings are, in one sense, close to the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings on attachment, following in the footsteps of the gopis. So we should always be respectful to demigods, and especially to great personalities like Lord Shiva. And another thing which we learn from them is that is this idea of performing duty. Interestingly, just like Durga Devi and Lord Shiva, just as Shiva is the Krishna in contact with material energy, Durga Devi is Srimati Radharani in contact with the material energy. And both of them have what Prabhupada says, thankless tasks. Lord Shiva is dominating the mode of ignorance, which is really keeping people in a very dark mode. And Durga Devi, more or less, is the one who's giving us our challenges for getting out of the material world, although she's always rooting on our behalf, but still, she's there. It's like a prison guard or a prison prison commissioner or superintendent. He wants all the people in the prison to be reformed and get out, but that doesn't mean he just opens the keys and let them go. He only lets them out when they're actually reformed, when they've done their time. And so these demigods, they do Yamaraj. She's also Mahajan, great personality on the level of Lord Shiva. And yet still, they do something which they don't particularly necessarily like doing so much, but they do it anyway because someone has to do it. Otherwise, material world wouldn't work. And since someone has to do it, someone becomes that someone. So why me? Well, it has to be someone. So then it becomes that some person. So all of these things become sources of meditation, how we can actually meditate and pray to Lord Shiva, Shivaratri. This is the night of Lord Shiva. And the best way to celebrate Shivaratri, the best way to please him is by chanting Hare Krishna. Narada Muni Bhajana Viya Na Radhika Ramana Namne. When Narada Muni started chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, then Lord Shiva appeared and he started dancing and chanting, and he became so much in ecstasy that all his clothes fell off and he just kept dancing. He didn't stop. And many of these things are there. In Avadvip, there's one place in Godruma, and Godruma is equivalent to Nandagram, and there once Lord Shiva and Lord Narayan, they started dancing in ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna, and in ecstasy of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Prema. And then at a certain point, they were dancing, they actually merged and they become one. So this deity is a lingam, but he's Hari Har. On one side, he's Hari, on the other side, he's Har. Hari Har Kshatra. And it's very nice. There's big banyan trees around, and that's where Lord Chaitanya would also go there to rest. And Mandakini Ganges, which is doesn't flow anymore, but it's also right there. And interestingly, not long ago, he got stolen. But they caught the thieves, and they put the thieves in jail. But because he was part of the evidence, so they put him in jail as well. So Harihar was also sitting in jail for some days before they took him back out and put him in the in his temple, a little temple. And their one deity, just to show that there's actually no difference between the two personalities. There's a difference, but there's no difference. Jai, Lord Shiva ki jai. Okay, I'm going to load David, and I'm going to finish packing. So everything's packed away.